Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Today's episode trigger warning is explicit sexual content.
And I have a Apple review.
Tell us.
This one comes from Chemo Mama. And it says, so fire. These ladies really smother my bread with butter. I am laughing and queefing my entire drive home. Love them.
Oh, it's a queef.
I love whatever is wrong with you, Chemo Mama. And this month, we made Riley read Milky by D. Dove. And how many stars did you give it on Goodreads, Riley?
I give it 3.
Okay.
It was cute. Gay, gay, gay. And I loved it.
Love.
Camden has been Masters Milky for the last 3 years, and he was terrible at it. He was placed with Master after aging out of the rearing program the government mandated for all Milkies and Bulls that didn't have families. And also, so he was in this rearing program, and he would go up for, like, adoption every month, never been picked. So then the state put him with Master.
Aw, government mandated.
Camden wants nothing but to please Master, but his milk is drying up and he barely produces.
Wait a second. Is this a cow?
You know, we never know.
Because isn't it female cows that produce milk?
No, not in this book.
It's the other kind of milk.
I'm going to tell you right now, this boy is getting milked by his titties, not his penis. I thought it would be his penis.
Oh, shit, really?
It's his titties. Yeah. Yes. Oh. And the people on the cover, it's three human dudes. So I'm like, I don't know what they are.
Okay.
And the only time Master touches him is when he is being loaded into the milking station. His master is super unhappy with him, but hasn't gotten rid of him yet. He's so lonely and just wants to be better. Master walks into the room where Camden is being milked. It's like a big machine he gets strapped into. And he says it's like the most painful thing ever.
That's awful.
Yeah.
I don't like that for him.
And he just leaves him in there for hours.
Oh, no.
Camden produced absolutely nothing once again, and Master is pissed. He tells Camden he's lucky he doesn't get rid of him, and he's going to try one more thing to help him produce milk. Camden is so tired and thirsty and just wants to sleep. Master leaves the room, and Camden is terrified about what his plan is. It's the next day, and Master straps him into the milking machine once again. This time, he puts a gag in his mouth.
No fucking way.
Master returns with something and goes behind Camden. Camden can hear him messing with something behind him and then feels something cold and slippery at his back entrance. He couldn't help trying to jerk away, and Master tells him to hold still, you stupid cow. Whatever was pushing into him did not feel good.
I'm gagged, literally.
The thing inside him started to move, thrusting in and out at a slow, steady pace, pulling out halfway and then fucking in even deeper with every push. Camden cried out around the gag in his mouth, those awful hot tears spilling down his cheeks.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor guy.
He is not having a good time. This thing fucked and filled him for hours. It, like, had, like, fake cum in it also. I don't really know the science behind it, but it filled him, all right?
Okay.
I don't know why I added this in there, because obviously you guys get the point. I already told you that he gets milked by his titties, but I said, and he also has the little milk suckers on his nipples. So he's getting fucked in the back, has a gag in his mouth, and his titties are just being sucked on by a machine.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'd be like, kill me. End me now.
So it's really not about cum?
No, it's not about cum. It's actual milk.
I thought it was about cum.
No, girl. Also, I'd like to say, the thing about milkies is they need to be, like, cared for in order to produce milk. Like a new mama. She has to take care of herself, drink body armor, eat lots of food, all the things. Milkies need to be, like, cared for, eat, have plenty of water, things like that. Camden here is not getting any of that. Barely gets water, only gets food if he finishes his chores, and Master does not touch him.
I'm so sad. Trigger warning, milky abuse.
Milky abuse.
He is in terrible agony, but when Master returns, he seems pleased. Master tells him he should have tried this ages ago and tells him to clean himself up. Camden wants nothing more than to take a drink of water and sleep, but he knows he must attend to his chores. The only good thing about today was that he produced milk, and hopefully he does tomorrow too. We are now in Lucas's POV. He is an award-winning stud bull who lives on a farm. His job is to help milkies become great and to care for them. He also competes against other bulls, like who's the best bull, that kind of competition.
Oh, like hobby horsing.
Yeah, exactly. But all Lucas wants is to settle down with a nice milky of his own. This year's competition season has just started, and he's excited to see his bud, Griffin. Griffin is another award-winning stud bull who lives on another farm. Lucas only gets to see him during competition season, so he's excited. Lucas makes his way over to Griffin's pen, and Brandon, Griffin's handler, tells Lucas to pick another pen away from Griffin, and Lucas says, nay, nay, and stares him down, so Brandon says, fine, whatever. Basically, he's like, no, you guys have too much fun together. Brandon leaves, and Lucas asks Griffin why he seems like he's in a bad mood, and Griffin tells him they tricked him. He told his humans that he was done. He wanted to retire, thinking that they would give him his own Milky and he can peacefully just retire on his own. But no, they ended up making him compete again and sold him off to another farm. And the new farm said they would use the Zappy Stick on him however much they needed to get him to compete. Zappy Stick, bad.
Yeah, like a cattle prod.
This enrages Lucas, and it also shocks him. He thought Griffin liked being a stud bull. Lucas says, nah, fuck this, and that they have to do something about it. They can't let the stupid humans force them to do anything they don't want to. They decide to rampage the competition and make the humans listen to them. We're back in Camden's POV, and his days have all blurred together. From sunup to sundown, he's strapped into his milking station and the fuck machine. His entire body aches, and he now knows it will never get better. He's producing, but still not as much as a normal Milky. He hears a commotion outside the shed door, and in storms Master, along with two big men and a woman. Master looks furious. Camden hears words like abuse, and they're going to revoke his license. One of the men and the women make their way over to Camden and gently get him out of the milking machine. Camden still has no idea what's going on, but this is the nicest anyone has been to him in a long time. They lead him into a large white van and tell him not to worry and that he's safe now. Camden falls asleep shortly into the drive, and when he is awoken, he's led into a small building with comfortable chairs, and he's given a plate with baby carrots and apple slices and water. Camden thanks the woman, and she tells him her name is Debbie and that he's at the Sunshine Sanctuary. It's a place where grown milkies and bulls can live in peace, whether they come here to retire or they've been rescued from abusive situations. She tells him this is his new home and she hopes he can be happy here. He tells her he is not a good milky, and she tells him he doesn't need to worry about that anymore. It doesn't matter here.
Why? I'm about to cry over... This is like one of the Instagram reels I watch.
Meow, 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 meow. Yeah. They're fucking cows. They're not people.
I don't know. I don't know. Camden didn't know what to do with himself at Sunshine Sanctuary. There were so many milkies, bulls, and even humans. When they showed him the milking room, Camden immediately began shaking, and they told him he never had to go in there if he didn't want to.
Jenna's dying. She's so upset.
She's dying inside.
Oh my god, this Milky has PTSD.
Camden is stuck in this rut, feeling sorry for himself, and just keeps to himself. There's this little patch of clover over the hill by this building no one seems to go by, so he decides to just hide out there. Also, his chest has begun to swell again, but he's sure there's no milk in there. We're now in Griffin's point of view. He's retired with Lucas at the Sunshine Sanctuary, and it's all right. He's happy to be here with at least Lucas. When they decided to, you know, make the humans listen to them, they ended up getting tranquilized and sent to the Sunshine Sanctuary. And when they arrived, they of course didn't know where they were, so they freaked out and scared all the other milkies and bulls. So now none of the milkies will even go near them. And all Lucas and Griffin want is a milky of their own. This really frustrated Griffin because he knows how to treat a milky well. Everyone here just has the wrong view of him and Lucas. The sanctuary ended up building Lucas and Griffin their own cabin on the far side of the pasture, away from the other bulls and milkies.
So Griffin didn't dislike Sunshine Sanctuary exactly. At least he got to live with his best friend. He got to rest and run and tussle with Lucas, and no one bothered them. If only he and Lucas could have a Milky of their own. A sweet little thing to milk and fuck and coddle. One that he and Lucas could share. Working together, they could give their Milky uninterrupted love and attention, which was exactly what Milkies needed to thrive. They'd be the best pair of bulls a Milky could ask for. Griffin just knew it.
Aww. It's been 4 months at the Sunshine Sanctuary, and Lucas and Griffin have gotten their routine down. As they were making their way back to their cabin, Griffin smelled a sweet, familiar scent and immediately turned to look. Lucas asks him what's the matter, and Griffin tells him to look and points to a Milky sitting in the grass on the very far edge of their territory. Lucas asks what he's doing over here, since he thought all of the Milkies were terrified of them. Griffin says maybe the Milky doesn't care that they got rowdy, and Lucas says or he's new, and they decide to just leave him be. The Milky was there the next day and the next.
It was the same Milky. Griffin knew because he recognized his sweet scent. And he always looked unhappy. Worse than that, the Milky smelled needy, swollen with milk and unclaimed. He was without any other scents on him but his own, and his scent was sweet and tempting and rich. It made no sense that he was all alone out here, brushing the edges of Lucas and Griffin's territory where no one else would dare come.
Griffin didn't get why he wasn't cozied up to some other bull or why he wasn't getting milked. It was starting to piss him off. He tells Lucas that somebody needs to take care of him, and Lucas agrees. They make their way over to the scared little Milky and introduce themselves. They ask his name, and he tells them his name is Camden. They're being super gentle with him because he looks absolutely terrified. They ask him why he's here all alone, and he tells them there's just too many people around and nobody notices him. Griffin and Lucas tells him they noticed him. They can clearly see he hasn't been milked and is in pain, and they ask him why he hasn't been milked.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Camden tells him the milking machines scare him and begins to shake. They tell him that he doesn't need to go in the milking machine, and what if they take care of him?
Give us a chance, Griffin all but begged. Wouldn't you like some relief? Wouldn't you like two big, strong bulls milking you, touching you all over, coaxing out your sweet milk? You're such a pretty little thing. You'd fit so well in our arms. Camden sucked in a shaky breath of air. You'd touch me? All over, Lucas said. He and Griffin were both leaning forward now, eyes intent on Camden, on the dark spots of color high on his pale cheeks. On the way, his little chest, so swollen with milk, rose and fell with each inhale on his sweet scent. We'd hold you and kiss you and milk you, and all you would have to do is enjoy. Camden gasped out an okay, and Griffin's heart leapt.
What the fuck is happening?
I know! Camden wouldn't admit it, but his chest really did hurt. But that wasn't why he told the bulls yes. It was because they were so sweet to him and promised him touches and kisses. Even though his chest was super swollen, he still thinks he won't produce enough. Lucas plants a kiss on Camden's lips, and this shocks him first, but then he gets into it. Lucas tells him if his milk tastes even as half as sweet as he does, then they will be the luckiest bulls there.
I picture, like, men kissing, but then I picture, like, cows kissing, and then you say bulls, and then I picture, like, Italian men kissing. My mind is just going, like, all over the place.
Yeah, I don't know what to picture.
Me either. I'm picturing a man with titties and a cow head.
We can just picture minotaurs.
That's what I essentially pictured.
With titties.
It does say the bulls are very big, and I think they are very bull-like.
They've got to be minotaurs.
They have to be. They have human torsos, I'm pretty sure. And titties. Except for the bulls. The bulls don't have titties.
Huh.
Griffin says he wants to go first, so Lucas has Camden sit on his lap, facing outwards. Being held by Lucas like this has Camden feeling all sorts of things. Griffin tells Camden he'll be gentle, and all Camden knows is the pain from the milking machine, so he's a little nervy. But Griffin got to it and started milking him.
There you go, baby, Lucas murmured in his ear, giving Griffin your nice, sweet milk.
Gross.
I can smell how good it must taste. I can't wait to try it, too. Can't wait to taste you on my tongue. Camden moaned at the onslaught of sensation, at Griffin suckling at Camden's sensitive nipple while Lucas pressed kisses to his neck. Being milked, it had never felt like this before. Never been so overwhelming and heated, so close. Something hot and aching unfurled in his belly.
They're just breastfeeding?
Essentially, yes.
Straight from the tap.
Camden has never felt better, like nothing he had ever experienced before. Lucas asks for a taste, so the bulls do a little swappy swap, and Lucas gets to milkin'. Lucas tells him he tastes so good as Griffin runs his hands all over his body. One of the bulls whispered in his ear, "Do you want us to make you feel even better?" And Camden doesn't even know how that's possible, but he is down. They undress him and start touching all over him with more than just their hands.
Camden could only grasp and moan as Lucas mouthed at his hole. Oh, interesting development. Pressing his tongue in, the slick sounds loud in their little clearing. Lucas licked and sucked until Camden was sloppy and dripping. And just when Camden thought it couldn't get any more, something blunt and warm pressed against his hole, rubbing in circles before sliding inside.
Does he not have a penis?
I don't know.
It hasn't mentioned him.
They do. It's just not the star of the show.
Oh, okay.
It's all about the nipple.
Yeah. This was so much better than that nasty milking machine Master made him use. Camden had an explosive orgasm and the Milky Boy is on cloud 9. Griffin says, "Oh, would you look at that," holding out his hand, his fingertips covered in a milky liquid. And Camden is shocked to see that he's already making more milk. Griffin tells him, "Go on, sweetheart. Taste yourself. See how good you taste to us." And Camden opens his mouth so that Griffin can finger his mouth. He literally fingers his mouth. He's like, "Ear, ear, ear." Camden is like, "Damn, my milk is good." And Griffin says, "What do you think, baby? Should we keep you?" And Camden doesn't say anything because he still has a finger in his mouth.
"Yeah," Lucas said, blowing a puff of air over Camden's other nipple, making Camden squirm. "You want to be ours, our little Milky?" One hand found its way between Camden's legs again, and two thick fingers pushed inside of him so that Camden was full from both ends. "Full of Lucas and Griffin. We'll take such good care of you," Lucas continued. "Milk you every day. Make you feel this good every day. Bet you like to be fucked by proper bulls," Griffin purred. "We'd stuff you so full, and you'd make so much nice, sweet milk for us." Okay, but like what hole are they fingering? His butthole?
Yeah, it's his butthole.
Oh, okay.
His arse. Camden wanted to be taken care of, and he did feel really good with them. He nods, and they tell him he is such a good little Milky. Camden is all loosey-goosey, so Lucas picks him up, and they all head back to the cabin. Lucas lays him on the bed and undresses, and then gets on the bed with Camden and pulls him close. Milkies do best with skin to skin.
Yeah, they do.
Milkies actually produce more and better milk the better they are taken care of. Griffin comes into the room holding a plate of cucumber slices and strawberries and asks how Camden is doing. Lucas tells him that Camden likes that he is big and warm, and Griffin says, "Oh, then he'll like me even better." And like this whole time, they kind of have this like little competition between each other. They're like, "Who's the better bull? Me, me."
Classic man.
After Camden eats, the bulls can tell their Milky needs milking again. Camden is once again shocked that he already needs to be milked again, but the bulls are eager to help him. He's practically begging for it.
"We should give him what he wants," he told Griffin. "Milk him dry." He closed his fingers around Camden's pretty little cock and stroked, and a delicious moan dropped out of Camden's mouth. "You hear that, sweet thing?" Griffin crooned, kissing the underside of Camden's jaw again. "Do you like that? Do you want us to empty you out again?"
Griffin starts sucking on Camden's nipple, milking him. Lucas wants a taste, but knows he can get a taste from somewhere else. His butthole.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. It's not like he can get a taste of milk, but he can get another taste of Camden somewhere else. He can taste his butthole.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
I thought milk was also coming out of his asshole.
Lucas, for his part, kissed Camden's shoulder and then continued to press kisses down, down, down his body until he was able to pull Camden's shaking thighs apart and lap over Camden's exposed hole, ready to feast.
Camden couldn't remember a time he was ever touched this much, and it felt so good to him. Griffin pulled away from his nipple, and Camden let out a small cry. And Griffin tells him, "Shh, sweet thing, Lucas is going to finish milking you." He needed them to fill him up so he could keep making sweet, sweet milk for them.
Oh, baby, a low voice murmured, puffs of warm breath hot over Camden's chest. Don't worry, we will. We'll help you make the best milk, and then we'll milk you dry. Every day, sweetheart. You'll love that, won't you? Every day. Camden might get used to feeling this good every day. He hiccuped and tried to nod. Please, please, yes, please, I'll be good. You're already so fucking good, sweetheart, the bull said, and Camden's nipple was being sucked into a hot, warm mouth as clever fingers continued to play with his hole, another hand stroking over his cock.
That is so much stimulation.
That's yeah. A lot.
What did they do with the milk, like when they were milking him?
They're drinking it.
I know, but what did his master do? Also drink it? Or did they sell it?
No, his master would drink it.
What a greedy fuck.
No, the people that have milkies, it's so they can drink their milk.
Okay, hot take. Do we think a vegan wrote this? Maybe. Maybe this is commentary on the treatment of the cows in the dairy industry.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. And Camden came just like that. The bulls tell him they are so lucky, and Camden begs to be full of their cocks. He tells them he is so empty, and the bulls tell them they'll fill him. He straddles Lucas first and sinks down in his cock, and it feels amazing. He's riding him, and then Griffin says, "Are you ready for me?" And then he somehow fits his cock in Camden's ass as well.
Oh,
so they're both fucking him in the ass.
Wow. Pliable.
They all come, have explosive orgasms. They're both moving inside his hole, and he is overcome with emotion when they come. He's sobbing and just so happy. They snuggle in bed afterwards, and they tell him how good of a milky he is, and they'll always take care of him. The end.
Wow, that was beautiful. I liked that one.
I know.
I don't know what the fuck is happening.
Milky being mistreated.
I am seeing a trend with books based on dairy being surprisingly sweet, like this and Morning Glory. Very sweet books.
Yeah.
I really thought it was going to be about cum this whole time, though.
Nope.
I thought it was going to be about cum when I picked it, but
no. Not an ounce of cum. The milk was the star.
I'm really happy that Camden's happy now. I was really, really, really upset for him for us.
I know. It was kind of sad, kind of depressing.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at Smut Up and Listen Podcast and on TikTok at Smut Up and Listen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.